Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast with your host, Big Ounce.
That's me.
Steely Ted.
Hey.
Master Beef.
How's it going?
And me, or E. Abelson. Today, we're getting in some juicy news. Did you know you can play Doom 1993 on a pregnancy test?
Whoa. So you're pregnant with
Doom? I thought that was common knowledge.
Didn't know that was possible
Doom
here.
Pregnant but they zone. Didn't.
So you're like just peeing on it, and then all of a sudden...
No.
That'd be pretty sick. That'd probably be better than, like, it's a boy, it's a Doom. And that's probably the reaction.
No,
that
it's just
one.
Like it plays the Doom theme before Doom it gives the results. Party. It's like, it's a boy.
Yeah, there is also some background to this, right? There's like a whole subreddit.
There's a whole subreddit that I've known about for a couple years called r/itrunsdoom. It is a fucking odd thing. It's just dedicated to running Doom on things that just have no business running Doom.
It's pretty crazy.
I'm scrolling through right now.
Want to give us some other examples?
I'm looking at an iPod Nano. You know, the ancient ones, like the first.
Oh, yeah. Like 01. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
I'm seeing a ticket validator from a movie theater.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that's my console of choice.
And fucking then hell. This is a blender.
Blender? Wait, really?
It's literally a fucking blender running down.
Oh, my gosh. That's insane.
I don't know how people do that. You have to have, like, a background in coding or some shit.
Why just Doom?
I feel like it's a well-known enough game, and it's also old enough to work and run on most things, apparently.
Yeah.
Someone made a Geometry Dash level that's just Doom.
Oh my gosh.
That is actually very impressive. Okay. What is the most absurd thing that you could ever see run this?
Well, like,
maybe not even realistically.
Pregnancy test is pretty interesting.
Pregnancy test is very funny.
Because that seems like a really low... I mean,
Someone paints every scene and then compiles their paintings into the game and they code that.
What the fuck are you saying?
What are you even... It's not even English.
It's just each really frame. Just
what if
frame
someone
is
coded it on? It's like their vibrator. It's like instead of like a rumble pack on the controller,
it's going to be a rumble pack, but maybe not the one that you're looking for.
I mean, that would actually be an innovative invention just in general. Like a video game controller add-on that's just like a massive vibrator. It's
That's just a Wiimote.
I guess.
That is just a Wiimote. He's got me there.
Playing Doom on my grandfather's life support.
Oh, don't unplug it.
Running on the fucking defibrillator.
Yeah.
Code blue.
Okay. Oh no.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Dead by Gramps. I had to beat Doom.
That's true.
Sorry.
In other news,
can't stop the grind.
YouTube is removing community closed captions. Now, this one actually made me sad.
This is interesting.
Because those are some of the funniest things.
Because you
like
you the reason why they're removing it, I believe, is because, well, it's pretty obvious. People are just spamming like.
Well, people just say stuff that has nothing to do with the video. It'll just be like.
And so,
some like weight loss journey.
The thing is,
that's gonna
for a lot of YouTubers, they pay their. There's like all these patrons or whatever that they actually pay to do the closed captions.
They pay them to do the captions, or they pay people to do the captions.
Something like that. One of the ways.
I just totally did not make any sense. Wait, do people pay money to be allowed to make the captions?
I'm not sure. I think there's different things where people just do it for free. Or if you get paid.
Why would you want it?
I don't know. If they're a big fan of a person, like, oh, I made his caption. I don't fucking know.
Whatever, but now they're gonna not have captions, so they're gonna have to either do auto-generated YouTube.
But the auto-generated sucks.
Yeah, they're absolutely.
The auto,
never.
Are they gonna
get
rid of the captions on pre-existing videos too?
I don't know.
That would be such a waste if they like years of people making those.
Yeah. Do you imagine how long it takes to do like one like 20-minute video?
I'm sure it takes forever.
Yeah.
But especially with like a YouTube editor. Like I can see it being like manageable on an actual like video editor, but for YouTube. YouTube's fucking interface.
It's like, oh
my god,
so bad.
Must be like a slap in the fucking face for people who've taken the time to learn how to use YouTube's fucking online editor. Whatever.
It's a shame, but whatever. YouTube's just destroying everything.
The Xbox Series S was released, announced.
We're probably gonna talk
about this. It looks like a fucking tennis racket. Was built into the side of the console.
But then we also thought, okay, fine. Yeah. If it's a speaker, then it's good.
It's
but
not.
A,
they
it's
just
decided,
not.
It.
Oh, let's. You know what? Our old Xboxes didn't have eyesores.
So
let's put one.
I'm assuming what they're going to do is they're going to make a match, hopefully. If it's not matching, then they've actually just messed up the design.
Watch it be like the $500 special edition console. It's the only one that actually has like a reasonable color scheme. Some like Halo bundle or Gears of War.
Right.
I know. The thing about the new Xbox is I don't know. who in their right mind would get the one X at this point? Because if the S is
gamers who want their game collections with their discs.
I think the thing is that one X, obviously it's higher quality. You can play up to 8K, but
sure. Again, but how many people have an 8K fucking monitor exactly. TV? Like that's
it has discs.
I don't really care about that stuff.
But the thing is, if someone's like serious enough about playing fucking video games that they have that kind of monitor, they probably have a full out PC.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Anyways, yeah, exactly. that can like fully utilize that.
Well, I think my Ryan right now is who in the right mind would even buy an Xbox One S or an Xbox One X? There's no reason to because they're not doing any exclusives.
Well, we'll see how much the PS5
oh, right.
costs.
Why would you need to buy it?
But if the PS5 is like, if their cheap version is like $400. Yeah. If it's like $100 more for the cheaper one of that, and then their actual, I doubt they would make the actual one $600.
That's going to be really interesting.
That oh we'll my see. Fucking God. I mean, like, I'm sure someone would. I don't think that it's worth it to pay $200 extra for a disc drive. Like, I'd rather just have it digital.
Although like, I think you get, there's like,
as much as I like discs, yeah, no, not $200.
Most of my games are digital anyways.
I think you get, there's like special bundles and stuff that only come with the X, and you get better deals or something. I don't really know. I'm sure there's going to be some other.
You get Game Pass for a week.
A week of
Game Pass.
You get Game Pass for 24 minutes.
Week. Pretty much now, worth $7 to have that for
a
week.
You have to like plug in the Xbox as fast as you can before Game Pass like runs out. As soon as you connect to the wall, like your timer starts.
Oh yeah, you have to really rush through.
Installing Xbox Home Menu update.
Oh, no, it's still like taking down though.
Right.
I mean,
that's something Microsoft would do.
Xbox is fine. I think it just exists. I don't think Microsoft would ever shut down Xbox.
No, it's just not losing money. But
they like the brand recognition. Like,
yeah,
even as shitty as Xbox is, it has become like synonymous with video game almost.
Yeah, it's Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo.
It is what it is. I think that people like to hate on consoles and stuff just because it's like something that's popular. But honestly, if you don't like it, you just don't fucking buy it.
They have Microsoft Windows, so really
people like
doesn't even
yeah matter.
Everything's like
oh yeah, I forgot all the games are gonna on PC, so
yeah
we'll
see. The PS4, the PS5 one, I mean, is gonna be interesting to see.
That's this Wednesday. They're doing a show. I'm sure they're because Xbox just got their thing leaked and then they decided to release it. They would not have probably released the price until way later, I'm assuming. So now PS5 is probably gonna do the price this Wednesday, which we'll find out about.
Cool. Apparently, Keeping Up with the Kardashians is ending.
Yeah, I guess so.
About time.
Is it? Like,
wow.
I guess it is ending. I really,
I've never watched like a minute of that show, but
it's always been like, I like, always
wow.
like, hear about
I've, it. I've known about it. Like, I've been aware of it. I don't care about it. Should I care about it?
How long has it been on? I'm curious, actually. I feel like
too long.
Honestly, people who watch that are pretty brain dead.
Okay, all of the listeners actually watch Keeping with the Kardashians.
Oh,
they are now
so
pissed.
Thank you for slurring. Crap show.
2007 is when it started.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. Okay, that's too long.
It's pretty long.
2007?
Like we caught up.
Seasons. They all, like,
we caught up to the Kardashians.
Like, aren't there like kids on the show? Did they just like grow up on
the
show?
They were kids.
Now they're just.
Now they're Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, you could see all the.
Oh, Kylie Jenner was a kid.
Changes.
When? 2007. She's like 21.
Oh, shit.
She's like.
It's kind of funny.
She's like
12. Yeah.
All right. We have a lot of other good stuff for the second half of the show, but we are getting to about that halfway point. So thank you guys for listening this far. And thank you to our epic patrons, Timnetic, Lily, and Young Pirate One. You guys are pretty epic, if you ask me. Like, probably the most epic people in the world. So, pretty much anyone else is not close to being as epic as you guys. So, they skip straight to the action. Rest of you guys, we'll see you in a minute. Hey, welcome back to the Funny Monkey Show.
That's cool. That's funny.
So you know Chris Evans, Captain America, man?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
His freaking nudies are on the internet now.
No way, dude.
That's pretty cool.
Apparently he leaked his own nudes, according to some guy on Twitter.
His Captain America. So Twitter is obviously the most reliable source of information, so I think it's true.
I assume it's true.
It must be.
I've seen one photo that's
why would internet lie
like that
exactly
but also I don't see any other proof, so who knows if it's true or not. I'm sure something will happen in the next couple days that'll prove it's
nice job, Chris falsehood. Evans,
nice job there.
Keep it up.
Nice cock.
Well, keep it up. Oh
well
we don't know.
Maybe we don't want to know. Maybe
I don't really
oh okay
jeez Walking Dead is ending in season 11.
Finally. Kill me.
Yeah.
Didn't you watch it for a while?
I watched like the first 7 seasons and I ended it with it. I was like, I like this show, but I'm gonna ruin it. It's gonna be ruined after, because I started season 8 episode 1 and I was like, I'm gonna stop.
You just couldn't.
Yeah, there were a few rough seasons.
I want to end it in my head with it. That's the ending. This is good.
Was it better to just
end it? Like it. Stop after season 7.
Okay.
And then you should just be satisfied. Because the first like
I
5
kept on
seasons,
going.
Yeah, Theo kind of like braved through it.
Oh.
So how is it now?
It got better. It got better in season 9 and 10. But I don't really. And then
also, there's like
Corona
6.
Hit,
there's
and
literally
now I don't know what's going on.
There's another spinoff show, you know, they're doing like the prequel.
Yeah, with
oh really?
Like they're doing.
There's probably I think there's 3 spinoffs.
It's weird.
I think people think that
the
Walking
main
Dead
show up. They're doing a Carol and Daryl spinoff.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
Honestly, they're the two best characters, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Isn't Daryl the main guy?
No, that's Carl.
Yeah, the biker guy.
Carl.
Carl.
Oh, that's Rick. Yeah.
That's Rick.
Okay, well, news update. Yeah, he did. Chris Evans did do
okay,
that.
Ryan's just been looking this whole time.
Ryan has been
silent.
Ryan has been silently gazing
into
Chris Evans.
We
actually found
the flow. You probably saw the
well,
same
one. We can't give false news.
Okay, well.
All right, well,
could be
say your piece then.
Nudes, which is a
false news. What if it's a deep fake?
No, it's not, because he had an Instagram story, and he screen recorded it, and when he didn't cut the video, so the end, it went into his camera roll.
Oh, and his fucking cock was in it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That is kind of funny. He just had his cock in his hand. Okay.
Ray Park Volume 2.
Right.
Here we go.
Hey, Ray Park, speaking of Star Wars, Obi-Wan is a standalone Ooh. Season. The Obi-Wan show. Long time coming.
Now, it says.
I mean, I'm pretty excited for that show. It's going to be
I
cool.
I am too. And if
Obi-Wan?
It's anything like...
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be pretty...
I hope it's better than Mando, because Mando is not that good.
Really?
Mando is pretty overrated. I mean, it's like fine.
It like, but there's like no story.
How dare you say that about Baby Yoda?
I feel like there was a story for the first two and last two episodes, and then there's a ton of filler.
Yeah. I still think it's. Probably
I'm hoping
one of
the Obi-Wan show
Star Wars
gets to the
that
point.
We had in the last, like,
okay,
10
that's
years.
That's
I mean,
true.
It
compared to what's recently
the Obi-Wan
come out,
show has a returning character that we all love, so that should help it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
imagine.
I still can't go over the fact that they made a whole character for the sole purpose of selling merchandise. I mean, that was what Captain Phasma
yeah.
was
wow,
in the
Disney.
Sequels, too.
Although, I mean,
they literally made that character so to sell action figures. Captain
they
Phasma.
Must have known, right?
I'm sure they knew that anyone would say, oh, Baby Yoda.
I'm sure they didn't realize it would be that big. I mean, it was bigger
than
the show.
At least Baby Yoda's like in
you know,
the
they
show.
Intentionally left
Captain
it out
Phasma
of
shows up for
marketing.
2 seconds and dies. They,
I mean, the first episode, they only showed at the end, I'm sure.
No, but I think they knew, they when they were marketing the show, they only showed the guy.
But, it definitely got bigger than the actual show was. More people knew what Baby Yoda was.
That's funny. They did make a small, like, pop culture phenomenon with that.
Yeah.
Small?
I guess we'll see where it goes.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully, I wonder all if they're just going to ruin it and all the characters.
I'm glad the Obi-Wan's only going to be one season. It only needs to be.
I heard.
I
that,
think it's good because it'll be completely focused on quality and not like, oh, how do we set this up to be another.
Yeah, no.
I still don't know what the hell they're going to make it about.
I think Ewan says,
as long as
he's saying
like,
Obi-Wan
comes out,
he's
like,
I'm
Obi-Wan.
Okay. Do that for 7 episodes, please. I mean, but I feel like they've wrapped up all of.
The first season has an ending, but it's not like a definite ending, so they could carry it on.
I mean, yeah, what would they even do? Like, there's actually no point of even continuing the Obi-Wan show.
I mean, they
know what happens after, we know what happens
before. It goes into A New Hope.
That's true. And we like Star Wars Rebels showed him with, like, fighting Maul and shit.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I don't know what else is, like,
okay,
incomplete.
Find full CGI Alec Guinness from A New Hope.
That would actually be sick. You know how, like, they ended Rogue One with, like, the young Carrie Fisher?
I think it actually, cool it actually would be easier to do him, not only because he's older, but because he has a beard, so most of his face is like sort of covered anyway.
That'd be kind of cool. A CGI Alec Guinness, like, just for, like, the last
real.
Shot of the show.
Yeah.
Just like showing like the moments before you see him.
Make
Ewan
McGregor look old.
Ewan McGregor, it's fine. Have you seen the comparison where they used that, like, was it like Face App it was called?
He's like 52.
Where it can make you older. But someone did it for Ewan McGregor and he just looks like Alec Guinness. Like, they casted him
really
perfectly.
Nice.
He just looks pretty much identical.
That's cool.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's good.
Right. I think that's we already talked about the PS5. That's the last thing on the list. Rest in peace,
Toots.
Toots.
A reggae
big reggae guy.
Big reggae.
Now he's a reggae guy, but I'm sure all of you care because his name is Toots.
Yeah, Toots? I wasn't even thinking of that. It's just offensive.
You're really, yeah, just, you're really just pissing on the grave, aren't you?
Yeah, really, really like tooting on the grave, aren't you?
Okay, and that's where I think we should end it. Thank you guys so much for listening. We did have a bit of a nerd sesh on this one, kind of like
got some more information
splooged out all over your ears. I think we'll do a more funny based episode next time.
Funny what?
We'll see.
Fuck off, dude.
We have one of those. Wait, funny what?
Once again, thank you to our patrons, Lily, Timnetic, and Young Pirate One. Whew, what awesome people!
Oh,
if you want to check out more of our stuff, maybe go to the Spoon app. We're actually like not sponsored by them, but you might not have heard of it. It's a cool like live streaming place where you can like watch live
stream.
But it's like only audio, so it's like live podcasts. It's sick. And I've been having a lot of fun on the app. If you want to
and relationship
see my
advice.
Freaking streams,
right.
Go to E. Abelson on Spoon. We just have a fun time overall. Don't know what else we could plug. Maybe the Purple Monkey Twitter. It's been kind of dead lately. Also, if you want to join our Discord server, go to discord.org, search podcast, scroll teeth on the monkey house, chilling out, maxing and relaxing. All right. I think that's enough plugging for today. Have a great week, guys. Hope you're monkeying on, monkey around. Fling some poo at a friend.
Maybe eat
a banana. That's all I can say, I think. All right, have a good one. See ya. Yeah.